Track 9, and then we're back to news stories. NHS Devon chair has stepped down. The chair of NHS Devon has left her post with immediate effect. Dr. Sarah Wollaston was appointed to her position on the county's Integrated Care Board, which is in special measures due to its financial deficit, in December 2021. She said, "It has not been an easy decision, but I believe the time is right for me to step back to allow a new chair to work with the board on delivering the performance and financial plans for this year and beyond. Since I was appointed to the role in December 2021, I have been hugely proud of the way partners across Devon have worked together to improve services, including pioneering work in elective care at the Nightingale Hospital, delivering millions of COVID vaccinations, improving 111, reducing waiting times, and forging new ways of working together in provider collaboratives. I am delighted that NHS Devon has an excellent Chief Executive Officer in Steve Moore, who took up the reins in February, and I firmly believe that under his leadership, the system will work together and deliver the improvements local people need and deserve. I am grateful for all the opportunities I have had in the NHS. I would like to thank the wonderful and dedicated people I work with at NHS Devon, as well as my colleagues from previous roles over the years." NHS Devon Deputy Chair Kevin Orford has been made interim chair. NHS England South West is responsible for appointing Sarah's permanent successor. Elizabeth O'Mahony, South West Regional Director at NHS England, said, "I want to thank Sarah for stepping into the role of interim chair for NHS Devon and for staying in it for over 3 years, which was much longer than she originally planned. She has made a valuable contribution and now feels the time is right for another colleague to support the system during the next phase of its development."
Record attendance at Antiques Fair and Car Show. Newton Abbott Racecourse registered a record-breaking number of visitors to its recent Antiques Fair and Classic Car Show. A total of 980 people attended the event on Saturday, June the 8th, which celebrated the golden era of motoring. Visitors were able to see a range of classic cars, including a restored 1953 Austin Healey, which won Will Edwards a Best in Show award. While the classic cars drew crowds outside, the Antiques Fair inside the racecourse offered a treasure trove of collectibles and vintage items. Enthusiasts perused a wide array of antiques, from fine china and jewellery to rare books and memorabilia. Newton Abbott Racecourse will be showcasing more classic cars at its country show on August the 10th, and another Antiques Fair will take place on September the 14th.
"Joyful," in quotes, "school graded good in two inspections. A joyful Tynmouth primary school that pupils are proud to attend has received good ratings in two recent inspections. Our Lady and St Patrick's, or OLSP, Roman Catholic Primary School, was the subject of a Catholic school's inspectorate visit on May the 2nd and May the 3rd. Then, less than 2 weeks later, Ofsted conducted an inspection. Ofsted inspectors praised the school's caring and nurturing environment, which it said helps pupils to form positive relationships with adults and each other. Inspectors recalled how one pupil remarked that everyone is kind at this school. Inspectors were also impressed with the high expectations OLSP places on what pupils can achieve and how they should conduct themselves. In particular, inspectors praised the many opportunities pupils have to contribute to the life of the school and take responsibility, such as becoming a play leader. The Ofsted observations were echoed by the Catholic Schools Inspectorate, which rated OLSP as good, with an outstanding grade for the quality of provision for the Catholic life and mission of the school. Executive Head Teacher Kathy Blanchford said, "We're thrilled that the excellent work of the OLSP team is being recognised and all the effort being put in is paying off."
Storytelling focus of theatre workshop. A Teignbridge secondary school recently held a drama workshop thanks to a Moorland Theatre Group. South Dartmoor Community College recently welcomed members from MED Theatre, which is based out of Moreton Hampstead, for drama workshop. The theatre group worked with the college's Year 7 high-performing academy students. The students had a great time learning new storytelling techniques and working on developing their piece of theatre based on More Than Salt, which will be performed in July at Buckfastleigh Town Hall. The workshop was funded by the Helen Foundation, an arts-inspired charity that motivates, inspires and supports young people in all branches of the arts in Teignbridge. And there is a photograph of seven of the young people looking very dramatic.
Firefighters create Marble Run. A problem-solving exercise presented to Bubby Tracy's firefighters saw them create a marble run worthy of the town's popular attraction, the House of Marbles. Outside-the-box thinking was the order of the day, as crew from Bubby Tracy Fire Station were tasked with transporting a tennis ball from the on-site drill tower to a coffee mug on ground level. Joined by their colleagues from Buckfastleigh Fire Station, the crew had at their disposal any and all equipment from the town's appliance and station building to complete the task. There were a few rules, however. The final contraption had to, in some way, incorporate water. The crew could not interfere once the tennis ball was released, and all tools, including the tennis ball, had to be hauled aloft. Hard suction was used in conjunction with water delivery to guide the ball into a modified traffic cone and, finally, into the mug. This exercise tested the crew's ability to improvise and use numerous pieces of equipment to reach their goal, a spokesperson for Bubby Tracy Fire Station said. We have to acknowledge our friends at Buckfastleigh Fire Station, who demonstrated their own method of completing this drill, which gave us the inspiration of trying it ourselves. Maybe another station would like to take on this challenge, spokesperson added.